Knowing the Jews from Their Own Writings and Quotes by High Priest Hooded Cobra, Wednesday, July 6, 2016. In order to know how the minds of the Jews work, you just need to know some very fundamental and basic stuff about them. Try to use these as study material, and you sure will probably find these elsewhere in your study. A lot of people not educated in the Jewish danger will find these shocking, but these are nothing but the tip of the whole iceberg, and not even close to this. These quotes should be enough to shed some light on what is going on with the chosen race, and why we are going against them, like Gentiles always did. Over 100 times in just documented history, the Jews have been expelled and driven away from countries and nations. What people are discovering here is nothing new other than what people always knew about them. While anyone can suffer from flaws, as these have to do with being human, the same flaws present themselves into the Jew in a most inhuman and alien form. One can see a definite pattern in the Jewish race. One or two times, it's a flaw. More than this, one sees a pattern of a ruthless criminal race forming. We are merely talking about a criminal race with egomaniac syndrome that wants to enslave, destroy, and subject the whole planet. Nothing of the provided is enough or complete in one's understanding of the Jews, and not everything is quoted, as this would be impossible since everything interconnects with everything else. However, it should suffice to show that these things actually do exist. They do exist irrespectively of time and space, and that all Jews have the same exact purposes. And for further clarification, you can look to the original sermon or the PDF for this. I'm going to recite all the bullets first, and then all the references afterwards. The fundamentals of Jewish thinking, who the Jews are. Only Jews are considered human. Nobody else is. Jews are a race. The Jews are superior to God, who is also a Jew. All creation was created by the Jewish God, and consequently, everything created is for the Jews as their belonging and for what's living as their slaves. Whatever Jews say is a mandate from God, or even higher than this. No Jew can ever be wrong. Whomever disagrees is to be eternally destroyed. The Goyim, non-Jews, only exist as animals to serve the Jews. The Jew never wants to be found out. They know they are an alien and that non-Jews are subconsciously aware of that thing. They do not belong with anyone else. They are enemies to all other people on the planet. Jews are parasites and they know this. They are meant to live on top of others, never on their own labor. Jews are a race of destroyers. There is no truth, especially for the Goyim, who are too retarded to understand anything. Jews are above truth. Money is not money. It is a weapon of control. Same goes for any other means. War is great, as it kills Goyim and empowers the Jews who lend both sides by usury. The purpose of this world is actually for the Jews to do whatever they want with it. Any means to any way, anything is ethical so long it helps the Jews survive and thrive. Whatever doesn't or prohibits this is unethical. The ideal political state of governance is communism, which is the ideal plan for establishing the God world, Jewish world order. The enjoyment of Jews is a superior purpose of the universe. Children, animals, and everything else can die, be raped and destroyed, or made to serve as the Jews see fit. All races are hated, especially the whites first and foremost, as with all Gentiles, according to Jews. Blacks are considered lower than garbage, and the same goes for Arabs and anyone else that is a non-Jew. Everything that weakens the Goyim fulfills the plan of God, in other words, their enslavement, is good and ethical for the Jews. Race mixing agenda, multiculturalism, economic collapse, pacifism, whatever else that does the same purpose. And finally, Jews are liars. And now the references. 1. Some call it communism, I call it Judaism. This is by Red Rabbi Stephen Wise when asked in 1935 by a reporter to comment on communism. 2. Erubin 21b. Whoever disobeys the rabbis deserves death and will be punished by being boiled in hot excrement in hell. 3. Yebamoth 98a. All Gentile children are animals. 4. Hitler was right in one thing. He calls the Jewish people a race, and we are a race. This was by Rabbi Stephen S. Wise, Herald Tribune, June 13, 1938. 5. Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg declared, "We have to recognize that Jewish blood and the blood of a Goy are not the same thing." New York Times, June 6, 1989, page 5. 6. I think there is a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural, and I think we are going to be a part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic society they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role, and without that transformation, Europe will not survive. That was by Barbara Spector, founder of Paideia, Jewish in Sweden. 7. We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will instill into the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America into our hands. This was by Israel Cohen, taken from A Racial Program for the 20th Century, and entered into the U.S. Congregational Record, 1957, page 8559. 8. This is what needs to be said about the body. The body of a Jewish person is of a totally different quality from the body of members of all nations of the world. The difference in the inner quality between the Jews and the non-Jews is so great that the bodies should be considered as completely different species. This was by Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. 9. An even greater difference exists in regard to the soul. Two contrary types of soul exist. A non-Jewish soul comes from three satanic spheres, while the Jewish soul stems from holiness. This was by, again, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. 10. The general difference between Jews and non-Jews. A Jew was not created as a means for some other purpose. He himself is the purpose, since the substance of all divine emanations was created only to serve the Jews. 11. The important things are the Jews, because they do not exist for any other aim. They themselves are the divine aim. These were by, again, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. 12. The entire creation of a non-Jew exists only for the sake of the Jews. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. 13. Jehovah created the non-Jew in human form so that the Jew would not have to be served by beasts. The non-Jew is consequently an animal in human form and condemned to serve the Jew day and night. This was by Midrash Telepoth, page 225L. 14. Goyim were born only to serve us. Without that, they have no place in the world, only to serve the people of Israel. Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. 15. With Gentiles, it will be like any person. They need to die, but God will give them longevity. Why? Imagine that one's donkey would die, they would lose their money. This is his servant. That is why he gets a long life to work well for this Jew. Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. 16. The life of a goy and all his physical powers belong to a Jew. Epol Di Polem, page 20. 17. A Jew may do to a non-Jewess what he can do. He may treat her as he treats a piece of meat. Hadarin 20 B Shkulkan Aruch Chosen Hamispat 348. 18. A Jew may violate but not marry a non-Jewish girl. Gad Shas 2:2. 19. Anti-Semitism is so instinctive that it may be called one of the primal instincts of mankind, one of the important instincts by which a race helps to preserve itself against total destruction. I cannot emphasize the matter too strongly. Anti-Semitism is not, as Jews have tried to make the world believe, an act of prejudice. It is a deeply hidden instinct with which every man is born. He remains unconscious of it, as of all other instincts of self-preservation, until something happens to awaken it. So swiftly and surely is the instinct of anti-Semitism in a man. There is not a single instance when the Jews have not fully deserved the bitter fury of their persecutors. This was from Jews Must Live, page 64, by Samuel Roth. 20. Our power in the present tottering condition of all forms of power will be more invincible than any other, because it will remain invisible until the moment when it has gained such strength that no cunning can any longer undermine it. This is from Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, Protocol, Prot 115. 21. Why are Gentiles needed? They will work, they will plow, they will reap. We will sit like an effendi and eat. Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. 22. We Jews, we the destroyers, will remain the destroyers forever. Nothing that you will do will meet our needs and demands. We will forever destroy, because we need a world of our own, a God world, which it is not in your nature to build. This was from You Gentiles, page 155, by Maurice Samuel. 23. The thought of creating the Jewish people preceded every other thought of the Almighty when creating the universe. This was in according to the teaching of Rabbi Samuel Bar Isaac, Bereshith Rabbah 1:5. 24. Those evildoers, the Arabs. It says in the Gemara Talmud that God is sorry he ever created those sons of Ishmael, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. 25. You Israelites should never become lenient if you shall kill your enemies. You should have no pity on them until you have destroyed all of their so-called Arab culture, on the ruins of which we shall build our own civilization. Menachem Begin, October 28, 1965. 26. There was a tsunami, and there are terrible natural disasters because there isn't enough Torah study. Black people reside there, New Orleans. Blacks will study the Torah? God said, let's bring a tsunami and drown them. Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. 27. In the racial civil war, the communists envisage Negroes will be in the front ranks, the shock troops of the communist revolution. Benjamin Gitlow, former chairman of the Communist Party of USA. 28. Great national qualities, like frankness and honesty, are vices in politics, for they bring down rulers from their thrones more effectively and more certainly than the most powerful enemy. Such qualities must be the attributes of the kingdoms of the Goyim, but we must in no wise be guided by them. Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, Protocol 111. 29. When the hour strikes for our Sovereign Lord of all the world to be crowned, it is the same hands which will sweep away everything that might be a hindrance thereto. Protocols of the Elders of Zion, Protocol 2, we support communism. 32. When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. Simeon Hatterson, Fall 56D. 33. The entire world is one family. The framework of communism, according to the Torah, should ultimately encircle the entire world in an equal standard of living to everybody. However, the actual process is a gradual one. Each nation whose majority accepts these basic elements practically and who have already been brought up to bestow upon their fellow person and will have a sound cause for fuel may enter the framework of the international communism right away. Yehuda Lieb Halivai Ashlag. 34. Kill the Goyim by any means possible. Choshen HaMeshpat 4:25-50. 35. Extermination of the Gentiles is a necessary sacrifice. Zohar Shemoth. 36. Rabbi Yaakov Peron said, 1 million Arabs are not worth a Jewish fingernail. New York Daily News, February 28, 1994, page 6. 37. When a Jew has a Gentile in his clutches, another Jew may go to the same Gentile, lend him money, and in turn deceive him, so that the Gentile shall be ruined. For the property of a Gentile, according to our law, belongs to no one, and the first Jew that passes has full right to seize it. Shulchan Aruch Chosen HaMishpat 156. 38. If it can be proven that someone has given the money of Israelites to the Goyim, a way must be found, after prudent consideration, to wipe him off the face of the earth. Choshin Hum 388.15. 39. That all property of other nations belongs to the Jewish nation, which consequently is entitled to seize upon it without any scruples. An Orthodox Jew is not bound to observe principles of morality towards people of other tribes. He may act contrary to morality, if profitable to himself or to Jews in general. A Jew may rob a goy. He may cheat him over a bill which should not be perceived by him. Otherwise, the name of God would become dishonored. Shkulkan Aruk Chosen Hamishpat 3:48. 40. Come and hear. A maiden aged 3 years and a day may be acquired in marriage by coition intercourse, and if her deceased husband's brother cohabits with her, she becomes his. The penalty of adultery may be incurred through her. If a nidah, she defiles him who has connection with her, so that he in turn defiles that upon which he lies, as a garment which has lain upon a person afflicted with gonorrhea. Avodah Zarah 36b to 37a. 41. Rab said, pedastery with a child below 9 years of age is not deemed as pederasty with a child above that. Samuel said, pederasty with a child below 3 years is not treated as with a child above that. 24. In other words, Rab makes 9 years the minimum, but if one committed sodomy with a child of lesser age, no guilt is incurred. Samuel makes 3 the minimum. Sanhedrin 55b. 42. Rabbah said, it means this, when a grown-up man has intercourse with a little girl, it is nothing, for when the little girl is less than 3 years old, it is as if one puts the finger into the eye. But when a small boy has intercourse with a grown-up woman, he makes her as a girl who is injured by a piece of wood. Sanhedrin 54b. 43. Universal war. We must be in a position to respond to every act of opposition by war with the neighbors of that country which dares to oppose us. But if these neighbors should also venture to stand collectively together against us, then we must offer resistance by a universal war. Protocols of the Elders of Zion, Protocol Number 7. 44. Menahoth 43b to 44a. A Jewish man is obligated to say the following prayer every day. Thank you, God, for not making me a Gentile, a woman, or a slave. 45. The Jews are called human beings, but the non-Jews are not humans. They are beasts. Talmud Baba Mezia 114b. 46. Jews may use lies, subterfuges, to circumvent a Gentile. Baba Kama 113a. 47. Declares that agriculture is the lowest of occupations. Yebamoth 63a. End of sermon.